We are absolutely delighted with the news. I think it's a ringing endorsement for the quality of education that we offer. And it also sends a strong signal of our ambition for regional provision right across the northern and western region. What was particularly pleasing for me about the announcement this morning, and we look forward to hearing more detail on it during the day, but what was particularly pleasing to me is it kind of reinforces the wisdom of establishing technological universities, because it's allowed us to bring our teams together from Donegal, Sligo, Mayo and Galway, and having staff collaborating to respond to these kind of calls has really borne fruit for us now in ATU.
I mean, it's very early days, but how might this look, do you think, in terms of what might be provided, how and where? And as I say, Orla and the listeners would know, we're really early days on this, but do you sort of have a vision in your mind?
Yeah, so I want firstly to pay a big shout out to a number of colleagues really who led on this. So I might start with the veterinary, and the veterinary was led by two wonderful colleagues, Dr. Joanne Gallagher, based in Letterkenny, and Joanne already offers veterinary nursing, and that provided us with a very solid basis for considering a bid in the first place. And very happy then to have Dr. Joanne Gallagher collaborating with Dr. Edna Curley, who is the principal of Montbellew Agricultural College in East Galway. And that's a working farm. You know, we have cattle and sheep, and the opportunity to provide access to animals and handling of animals. And they've come up with a really innovative bid, and it will involve close collaboration with veterinary practitioners in Donegal and in Galway. But it also will involve building facilities in Letterkenny. And that was part of our bid. So the students will be predominantly based throughout their studies in Donegal, in Letterkenny, and they will spend a semester in Montbellew as well on the farm. Really innovative bid. I'm delighted to see that it got to the final stage, and I'm delighted to see it included in the announcement, because again, the northern western region is very underserved in terms of provision of this kind. Then move on to pharmacy, and pharmacy again points to the strength of our science and medical science in particular across ATU, and that bid was led by colleagues in Sligo and supported by colleagues in Donegal and in Galway. So delighted to see that one over the ground, and there are a number of new buildings already coming on stream or hopefully later in this year, and so we're looking forward to being able to maybe swiftly get programs up and running there, and they will be based in Sligo. And not forgetting our nursing. So nursing was also included in the expressions of interest. And listeners might be aware that we're also involved in a tertiary application as well. But this particular nursing call was for additional nursing places. And again, Donegal is part of that in Letterkenny. Sligo is part of that through our St. Angela's involvement. And we're looking forward to St. Angela's integrating into ATU a bit later in the year. And of course, our Mayo campus as well. So again, that really real strong provision. Our neighbours in Galway, of course, have also seen success in pharmacy and in nursing too. So, you know, we are seeing that strong regional provision, and I really would like to see the government follow through on their commitment to that when it comes to the delivery.